This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on the sloppy and some say disastrous debut of the federal health insurance exchanges. Well, representatives of the four lead contractors who designed and built that system will be on Capitol Hill today for the first of many hearings on the flawed rollout of the Affordable Care Act. These companies are not upstarts, but big outfits that have worked on government projects for a long time. Marketplace's David Gura explains why.
The process of landing a deal with the government is Byzantine. David Van Slyke teaches business and government policy at Syracuse. He says there are so many rules and requirements.
And that ends up closing out other potential vendors from entering the market.
On top of that, working with the government is not easy, says Steve Ryan with the McDermott Law Firm.
Look, you have to make a commitment to be a government contractor.
A commitment that a lot of Silicon Valley firms may be reluctant to make.
The commitment often requires that you have a cost accounting system that is not consistent with commercial practices.
A system you'd have to build from scratch, and that isn't cheap. David Van Slyke at Syracuse says there's been resistance to reforming the acquisition process.
The firms that have an advantage already in the government contracting market are not looking to lose that advantage by having new upstarts enter the market.
Which keeps the pool of companies bidding for and winning big contracts pretty small. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.